Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360 on this Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you as the Eagles getting ready to go out west to play the Los Angeles Chargers. And I have to keep repeating that because I've been messing it up all week. Eagles and Chargers haven't played a whole lot in the past, but they get it on. The Eagles 2-1, the Chargers 0-3. So a big win for Philadelphia against another AFC West team on Sunday. We've got a fantastic show for you a little later on. A progress report. The Eagles' Michael Kendricks has really rebounded the subject of trade rumors throughout the offseason. He's been a playmaker in this Jim Schwartz defense. Mike Quick and I will take our first look at the Chargers, an in-depth look presented by Whip Flea. So we'll get to that in a bit. We had a little look back on Sunday here. The Eagles' remarkable win over the New York Giants. And Carson Wentz, Eagles quarterback, wearing a microphone for that game. Here is our exclusive Carson Wentz mic'd up.
Hello! Let's go! Let's go! Come on now! Let's go, boys! Let's go! Come on! Come on, let's be great! 120! What's your son? What's your son? What's your son? Sunday! Son! We're gonna score this right here. Let's go. 180! What's up? Hey, come on, give me some. Give me some. Give me some. Come on. Hey, we just gotta make plays, huh? Let's go. Let's go. Stay ready. We gotta make plays now. Put one together. Time to put one together. Sunday! Sun! Hey, impose your will on them now. Impose your will on them now. We got to put one together. 180! What's up? Sunday! What's your son? Hey, again. What's your son? Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
that's what it is, baby. That's what it is. Good job. Way to come back. Good job. Way to stay together. 120! What's your son?
Love seeing that boy get in the end zone. Love it.
We got to go get a point. This is a big drive for us, just like it was for the team, right? Big drive for us.
120! What's your son? Field goal.
This guy's a superhero if he makes this.
We've got Carson Wentz in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Carson, Sunday's game was remarkable. We've just heard and watched you being mic'd up. First of all, the idea of just being in the heat of the moment, what is it like for you?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, that feeling, that kind of crazy fourth quarter, to have that comeback, finally get that one off our chest, so to speak, and to win that game, and then to win in the way we did. A 61-yard field goal, you don't see that every day. And just the excitement that came and ensued from Jake, from the entire team just rushing the field, those are moments you never forget.
Does it remind you, and maybe you don't need this reminder, but I think sometimes people need the reminders of how much you love the game of football for the pure theater of the game?
Without a doubt. I mean, you only get those moments so often, and the the dramatic style like that and wins like that. So, yeah, it brings you back to just why you really love the game and how exciting every game truly should be.
The city of Philadelphia Eagles fans have continued to ride that euphoric wave. What are you like after a win? Do you go back and watch the game that night? Do you just chill out? That kind of game, does that a little bit linger with you a little longer?
Yeah, I mean, after the game, you know, we're all celebrating, still excited after a win in the locker room. But by the time I drive home, I'm watching the tape. You know, I'm usually driving my parents or my family crazy if they're there because I want to watch the film before I hang out with them.
Do you really usually watch the film right away,
Or I'm trying to watch it with them and I'm not as social as I should be. But I usually watch it that night at some point and then kind of put it to bed and kind of turn the page rather quickly. But it's really cool seeing clips and highlights of a kick like that or moments like that. You definitely appreciate those.
And that moment was also shared via social media. The reaction of Jake's parents was so special. And again, it's a reminder of, hey, you're the son of a mom and a dad. They revel in your success.
Without a doubt. No, without a doubt. I mean, I did see that video of Jake's parents and then just knowing like my parents and just the feelings and the how proud they are, you know, and just knowing that they're kind of riding that wave with you. So it was really cool to see Jake's parents in that moment and just knowing the way my parents support me in those moments as well.
We turn the page. The L.A. Chargers, which is still very weird for me to say, are next. I wanted to ask you, have you created relationships around the league, Carson, with other quarterbacks? You know, Eli, of course, you've gotten to know. Do you know Philip Rivers?
I don't personally know Philip, you know, but I followed him since he was actually a freshman in college. Growing up, we were NC State fans, my family and I. So I was actually a Philip Rivers fan. Used to have his jersey and everything. So it'll be really cool. It's always cool to go out there and play guys that you've looked up to for a long time and now finally get the opportunity to compete.
Why do you think he's a great quarterback?
I just love his competitiveness. You know, he's always been just a fiery competitor out there. He hates to lose, and just the way he plays the game, he's kind of a gunslinger a little bit, and just has a blast doing it.
Will you seek him out to shake his hand and say hello?
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt, yeah. I'm definitely excited, like I said. You know, watching those guys when you're younger and then finally getting the opportunity to compete against them, sometimes it's surreal for a moment, and then it's back to ball.
Carson, at what point during the week do you feel like you're well-versed in the opposing defense?
Yeah, kind of every week's different. You know, some teams are some defenses are a little simpler and kind of just do what they do. Some defenses are very multiple. You know, last week against the Giants, they did a little bit of everything. So, but usually later in the week, because early in the week, you usually put on the tape and you're like, holy smokes, they got all these different packages, different things. Mm-hmm. And then come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I mean, you're razor sharp, locked in. And this time, just go play on Sunday.
What does San Diego – there you go. I do it all the time. What does L.A. do, at least we can tell us right now?
Yeah, you know, they do kind of just do what they do. They don't do a whole lot. They don't mix it up a ton. They just play very kind of sound football, kind of a bend but don't break mentality defensively. So we'll just have to be smart, take our chances when they're there, and just kind of take what they give us and capitalize as we move the ball. But, you know, they're a sound defense. You know, their record indicates that they're not a great team, but we know that's not the case. You know, we know that's not the case. And, you know, it's going to be a fun one down there.
Let's talk about the miking. First of all, explain to fans, where do they put the microphone? Are you aware of a microphone at all?
I don't even know.
Oh, is that right?
I forgot, like, almost halfway through the game. I was like, I think I'm mic'd up today. I couldn't remember, but, no, I didn't even know it was on my pad.
So there's no inconvenience there. The loss of Darren Sproles from a personal standpoint, locker room standpoint, and then on the field.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. You know, obviously on the field, you know, the guy's electric, the guy's kick return, punt return, catching the ball in the backfield, running the ball. He's as electric as they get, and he's been doing it for a long time. But then also just as a teammate, as a person, you know, he's a great guy. He's probably one of the last guys you'd want to see that happen to. Just the way he comes in every day and works his tail off, mm-hmm. And he's been doing it for so many years now. So it definitely hurts us as a team emotionally, hurts us as a team on the field, but at the same time, we believe we have guys that can step up and will step up, as was evident on Sunday. But, you know, I texted him right after it and told my prayers are with him, and, you know, I know that guy, whatever it is he's doing, he's always just going after it and attacking it head on, so I know he'll be fine.
Carson, a trip out to L.A. A lot of Eagles fans will be in the house. Once again, they support this team on the road. How much help is that for you on the road hearing the Eagles fans?
It's pretty crazy, honestly, to see how well we travel as fans, and being at the hotel, being at the game, and coming out even week one in Washington. I thought there was more Eagles fans in the first row than there was Washington fans, at least in warm-ups and everything. So it's pretty cool. We definitely don't take it for granted. We definitely don't take it for granted.
Carson Wentz in studio. Thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday. Carson Wentz brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new signature crafted sriracha sandwich made with a new sriracha mac sauce and a kick of spice.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's. Do you love food as much as we do? We feature the best mussels you will ever have, guaranteed. The freshest crab, seasoned the Chickie's and Pete's way. We don't just make burgers, we build them, like our tailgate burger. And of course, our world-famous crab fries. Try our huge selection of draft beer and the best selection of craft beer. For really great food and drink, on your next night out, it's got to be Chickie's and Pete's.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360, joined now by the great Mike Quick. And Mike, we're going to talk about the Chargers here, talk about the schedule. Let's go back to Sunday one final time. Jake Elliott, 61-yard field goal. You're in the booth. Remarkable experience. Merrill Reese stiffing you on the high five. You guys got to work on that, man. Choreograph this thing.
No, he was all into the moment, so I'll give him a little bit of a pass. But I was already ready to celebrate, but he was going through his thing, as Merrill does. And we enjoyed the moment. It was unbelievable. And it's crazy to me how many times it's come down to the last play or the last possession with these two teams. There's always drama at the end.
In your mind, did Brad Wing shank that ball thinking of, you know, Brian Westbrook in 2003 and Deshaun Jackson in 2010?
Well, it was a shank, and it was the perfect shank. Yeah. Just when the Eagles needed a shank, he shanks it, and they're in great position. And Carson, regardless of what he did throughout the entire day, when he needed to be on point, he was on point. Alshon Jeffrey got close enough for this young guy. Now he's a household name in Philadelphia. Jake Elliott. Well, they didn't even know who he was before that kick.
Now we'll see what he does for an encore here. He's got a lot to live up to. Yep. All right, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, all of a sudden it sets up that the Eagles, if they can survive yet another trip out west here, can make some hay here in the month of October.
Yeah, but you can't fall asleep, especially on a team that hasn't won, an 0-3 team. And you don't want to be that team that loses to that team that hasn't won a game all season.
I mean, for me, I look at the Chargers and I look at the Cardinals team. Are they any good?
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals are a really good
team.
I do.
I don't.
Really?
You think the Panthers are a good team?
I think the Cardinals.
You think the Panthers are a good team on Thursday?
No, the Panthers, I don't think, are a very good team.
But you think the Cardinals coming to Philadelphia?
I think the Cardinals coming to Philadelphia should come here and take a whipping. But I think they're a good football team.
Man, I
think they're
I a good team.
They've got a good defense. See, I think you're discounting some teams that are pretty good football teams.
I agree with that. I'm just saying I think the Eagles can go on a run here.
Can they go on a run?
Yeah.
They absolutely can. But you can't discount any of these teams, starting with Sunday.
I agree. So let's take a look at Sunday. The San Diego, I've been saying it all week. I can't stop saying the San Diego Chargers.
You got to put a dollar in the jar every time San Diego.
Well, everybody would be rich around here. It's our first look here at the Los Angeles Chargers, presented by Whip Flea. The Chargers, as Mike said, 0-3, but they still do have a quarterback who has always given the Eagles fits and many teams fits.
Yeah.
The guy who shot puts the football. Phillip Rivers.
Well, he shot puts it, and I remember when he first went to NC State, they tried to change his throwing motion, but it was so successful. He put the ball where he wanted to put it, so they got away from trying to change it, and here, 100 years later almost, he's still doing the same thing. He's very effective. If he gets time to throw the football, He's a problem. But they have problems protecting him, especially on the edge.
Right.
Their tackles are not
very
good.
They do have an excellent weapon in running back Melvin Gordon, a bit banged up last week. Keenan Allen, terrific wide receiver. Antonio Gates still has a little bit of juice in him.
Yes.
Mike, I look at this game and I think, okay, yes, it is a trip to the West Coast, and yes, that will be a challenge. But when you get to the StubHub Center, for the first time this year, it will be packed. And it's going to be packed with Eagles fans.
Well, it's easy to pack it.
This is a home field advantage for the Eagles.
It's easy to pack it. They don't sit. It doesn't seat many people.
Do I think the Eagles, am I crazy? There'll be more Eagles fans there than Chargers fans?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
I'm
expecting.
Does that
help? And it does help. I think it's a hard trek to go to West Coast and going out on Saturday and play those guys. But, yeah, it's going to feel like a home game, I think.
Some of these numbers on the Chargers offense. On third down, Phillip Rivers has a 20.7 quarterback rating.
Yes.
Keenan Allen is a solid player. 10 play drives. The Chargers have two of them this year. Last tied for last in the NFL. 1 5-minute drive, a -2 turnover ratio. I mean, there's just enough 3 and outs, 4 of 31. I mean, they just don't do anything.
They can't run the football. And when you can't run the football, it's hard to play offense in this league. You don't have to run all the time, but you have to be able to be effective in the run game. Everyone scores by throwing the football, but you really need to be effective. They're the worst team or next to last in the league in rushing the football. It's hard to get it done that way.
And it's all about the line of scrimmage.
It's all about the line of scrimmage. And that they're not good. They've got some injuries in their offensive line. And as I said earlier, the tackles are not very good. So they have to help those tackles with keeping gates in or chipping on the tackles before guys go out and on the pass routes. I think it's going to set up some nice one-on-one situations for the Eagles' inside guys. If Fletcher Cox is healthy, Timmy Jernigan, Bo Allen, those guys on the inside, I think they're going to have some opportunities to really eat in this football game.
I was impressed with the way Lane Johnson stepped up on Sunday, appeared to play well against Pierre Paul. Mm-hmm. He's got another tough one this week because the Chargers do have Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. Yep. They do bring some heat off the edge.
That's what they do best. They bring heat off the edge. But the defense in general, I don't think it's a very good defense. And I think it's a very undisciplined defense on the back end. So those guys up front, yeah, they can give you some problems. But a little bit of protection, a little bit of misdirection in the play calling, and I think the Eagles will be just fine. I don't think they're a very good team in the screen game. And especially if you start the motion one way, they all just bite and go back the other way. That misdirection, and it's a staple of the Eagles' offense, I think it's going to be very effective against this defense.
I'm going to throw some more numbers at you. I know you don't care about them. 11 sacks, 11 sacks, second most in the league, so that's a good thing.
Yep.
Third down conversions, they've allowed a percentage of 42% complete conversion.
Yep. Yep.
Inside the 30, quarterbacks have a 127-plus quarterback rating, passer rating.
Ooh.
I mean, quarterbacks are completing 69% of their passes against the Chargers.
It's good for the Eagles.
Yeah. So all that said, is this a trap moment?
Here's a nice thing about this team. They're starting to run the football, the Eagles are. And the run game travels. And when you play good defense, defense travels. So you can take that run game out to L.A., you can take that defense out to L.A., and you can win a football game. And all you have to do is concentrate on what you do best.
All right, there we go. That is the Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers, our first look presented by Whip Flea. More to come here on Eagles 360, including, well, certainly a look at the Eagles, a progress report on an Eagles defensive veteran who's playing maybe his best football since his rookie season. Mike and Ike take a look at linebacker Michael Kendricks. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
I knew I wanted to do something that had a direct influence.
I just want to do what people did for me, which is to provide me a seat at the table.
Everyone has limitations, and everyone has the ability to overcome those limitations.
Without that Temple experience, we wouldn't have a blueprint to run the company.
We've done 136 cleanups across 22 U.S. states.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be in a position now where I can help people that are ill.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be me.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Since 1904, Philly's top sandwich pros and homemakers have always started the exact same way, with those legendary rolls baked fresh daily. Want to make the very best sandwiches? Always start with the very best sandwich rolls. Amoroso's.
Why Philly sandwiches are world famous at your favorite supermarkets and food stores.
How to win at furniture. Not having to choose a new sofa and loveseat over a new flat-screen TV. Thanks to the Avenger Power reclining sofa and loveseat, only $6.99 each. With silky smooth performance fabric and Bob-a-pedic memory foam, USB ports to keep your phones charged, drop-down middle seat with cup holders to keep your drink close, plus a headrest with lights and a hidden drawer. The Avenger Power reclining sofa and loveseat in gray and black, only $6.99 each. Bob's Discount Furniture. It's how to win at furniture.
All right, we're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. You know, Michael Kendrick's an interesting study. Would he be on the team? Would he be traded? What fit was Michael Kendrick's going to have in this Eagles defense? Well, it's turned out, starting in the preseason and now three games into the regular season, that he's been a perfect fit at the weak side linebacker position around the football, aggressive football. He's tackled well. He's been physical. He's been everything that Jim Schwartz wants from that position. Michael Kendrick's the subject of this week's FanDuel Progress Report with Mike Quick and Ike Reese.
IQ, Progress Report brings us to the Angry Bird, one of my favorite players, Michael Kendrick's. I mean, his play started in the preseason this year, and it's carried over to the regular season. He's making plays all over the field in the run game and the passing game.
He's becoming a favorite of everybody's. Like, just the way he's playing. People talked about him in the passing game, but he just showed up on Sunday. Great job here, locating the football, getting it out. And I just think he's in position more often than not anymore, and he's making plays. It shows up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You watch him here. I mean, when Jordan Hicks goes out of this game, somebody has to step up in the nickel package and fill that role. And here's where Kendrick's is reading Eli's eyes, yep. Gets in the passing lane of this outside receiver. Yep. Great job of Kendrick's getting his hands on the ball, sets up a interception right here for Patrick Robinson. Again, this is what he was doing in the preseason. It's carried over to the regular season. I think he just feels more comfortable his second year in this defense, and he's finding ways to get to the football.
It's that flat slant combination that the Giants like to run, and with no play action motion, he's able to get in that throwing lane, in that hook zone, get his hand on the football. That's a big play.
You watch him here in the run game, and the thing that I've noticed about Michael this year is that when he sees something, yeah. He just reacts to it. And he plays much faster when he's able to play like that. Nice job of scraping, yep. Staying square to the line of scrimmage, and right there. I mean, he's exploding into the ball carrier. Big stop there from Kendrick Stewart.
Yeah, I think his quickness along the line of scrimmage is a mismatch against guys. You got a big guy pulling out, trying to lead up through here. But Michael Kendrick's very savvy, able to slide to the inside, get his hat on the football, and take him down.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. This is where sort of he's challenged height-wise, right? Yeah. But he's been that way his whole life, so he knows how to use it to his advantage. Let's watch him here in the middle. Watch how he reads this play. It looks like it's a passing formation, but he recognizes the splits here. These splits are an indicator to you that either they're going to drop back and pass or they're trying to influence you. And it's exactly what it is. It's an influence block. They're running a trap.
Yeah.
See, this guy, he has to find a way to get under that guy.
They're trying to trap Timmy Jernigan right here. And this guy has to get to the second level. Well, Michael Kendrick is much too athletic to allow this big guy to block him. He's able to get inside of him with his quickness and get ahead on the football. Just love what he's doing right now in this defense.
Yeah, you watch him play that position. I love the way he keeps his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. That allows him to play east and west when he needs to. And then he's very decisive when he recognizes the play, gets downhill. Love the way the Angry Bird is playing this year. Going to need him to keep that up for the rest of the season.
Time now for our Amorosos on the menu. Look at what's ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles and you on our PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app. We've got the Eagles Live podcast coming your way a little bit later on. This is going to be chock full of everything about the Eagles and the Chargers and a very special look at Darren Sproles. We also take an old school All-22 look at a Buddy Ryan, Andre Waters moment against the San Diego Chargers way back at Veterans Stadium. The year was 1986. And on demand, the game plan show as we get you ready for the X's and O's for Sunday's game. And don't forget, be with us every step of the way on Sunday, the Eagles and the Chargers game, beginning with our Exalta kickoff show. That begins at 3:30. And then it's the Eagles and the Chargers, followed by the postgame show presented by Rico. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone, on this Eagles 360. Eagles trying to get to 3-1 all the way out in L.A. Can't wait for the game to start. Thanks, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.